Sheboygan's Point, keeping you connected to all things furry, friendly, and fun at the Humane Society of Sheboygan County. Furry Friday time, powered by your friends at Charlie's Chow and Campbell Sport. My wife, Jessie, joins us from the Humane Society with a handful, literally, of furry fun this week. What a little cutie this guy is.
It's a girl.
Oh, okay. Well, she is then.
Yeah. Today I brought a rat, and her name is Mirabelle.
Now, before anybody gets freaky about rats...
You are freaky about rats.
A little bit, but okay, so it's domesticated.
It is.
Different than a Subway rat, you know, pizza rat.
I'm going to talk about that.
Yeah.
I am.
Okay.
So, Mirabelle came to us because they were moving. She is 1 year old. Rats are very low maintenance pets.
They're super friendly, too.
They are very social. They do need a larger cage, not just like a hamster cage. They need a bigger cage. But I was doing some research on rats, and they are exceptionally clean animals.
You would not think that. It goes against all conventional wisdom. Rats are clean, and actually, they're very smart, too, I've heard.
Very.
Yeah.
You're like taking my whole spiel away from me. Would you stop and let me talk?
I've just heard these things, so now I'm going to hear them from you.
Yes, you are. Rats spend several hours a day grooming themselves.
Really?
Really. They are very social animals. They like to be held. I know Mirabelle likes to be held. Our wonderful staff likes to hold Mirabelle. Some caged animals, like guinea pigs and rats and hamsters, are not overly friendly and don't want to be held. Mirabelle is the opposite of that.
Yeah, she is super hand social.
Yes, and rats can be trained just like dogs can.
And I would not think this, except we knew a rat once.
Yes.
My brother-in-law's parents had a rat, and honestly, they treated this rat like a child. And
yes, they did.
And it was just
they would make ramps to go from the floor up to the couch,
yeah,
so the rat could get up to where they were sitting, and they would feed it strawberries and just, yes, they trained this rat to go all over the house.
It would look at them like it was like a child. It was just bizarre. And yes, I know, a rat, but hey, you know.
They are awesome.
They are.
They make good first time pets. Get over the fact that it's a rat and the tail. I know the tail bothers you.
It's the tail that freaks me out. But you know what? She's got a really cute face, and she's all white. She's got the pink eyes.
A little bit of brown. Just a little bit of brown.
A little bit
of
brown. Yeah, that kind of takes away from the what you would call albino. I guess she's not, technically.
No, she is not. Come get Mirabelle. Fill out an application. Get you approved. And then have you come in and meet. We have also been receiving a lot of phone calls about our spay and neutering program. We are offering our low-cost spay and neuter assistance program. And the application is on our website, which is adoptsheboygancounty.org. Once you're able to pay, we get you scheduled. So we have been getting a lot of calls about that. But yeah, check out our website on that. And we are in desperate need of detergent.
Okay.
We do quite a bit of laundry at the shelter.
Yeah, you can imagine.
Yes. So if you are able to drop off any brand, but it has to be liquid. We can't use the powdered stuff in our machines. We don't care what brand. It doesn't have to be expensive or anything. We'll use whatever.
And super easy to accept donations. You've got that outdoor bin. Just go ahead and drop it off in there and you're good to go.
Yeah.
All right. So, building and a phone number and a website.
Yes. Adopt Sheboygan County.org. Our building is located at 3107 North 20th Street. Phone number 920-458-2012.
All right, and the rat's name again, Mirabelle.
Mirabelle.
Mirabelle the rat. Homeless. And Furry Friday, powered by your friends at Charlie's Chow and Campbell Sport.